USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The prime ministers of Poland, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic are in Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. The purpose of the visit is to confirm the unequivocal support of the entire European Union for the sovereignty of Ukraine and to present a broad package of support for the Ukrainian state and society. There are still discussions that President Joe Biden may make his way to Europe, but has no intentions of heading to Ukraine. The White House is marking Equal Pay Day by taking new steps aimed at ending the gender pay gap for federal workers and contractors. President Joe Biden is signing an executive order that encourages the government to consider banning federal contractors from seeking information about job applicants' prior salary history. And a new Labor Department directive is aimed at strengthening federal contractors' obligations to audit payrolls to help guard against pay disparities based on gender, race, or ethnicity. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Senators Joe Manchin and Susan Collins will oppose Sarah Bloom Raskin's nomination to the Federal Reserve's top job, overseeing banks and all but killing her already stalled bid to win confirmation. Raskin's nomination has been stuck in the Senate Banking Committee amid a GOP boycott of committee votes on her nomination, effectively blocking her confirmation to advancing to the Senate floor. Now, even if her nomination is able to get out of committee, Raskin would need at least one Republican to support her to be confirmed as the vice chair for supervision. Russian authorities are now seeking a 13-year prison sentence for opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a trial critics see as an attempt to keep President Vladimir Putin's biggest foe in prison for as long as possible. Navalny, who's already serving 2.5 years in a penal colony east of Moscow, has been charged with fraud and contempt of court. The prosecution accuses him of embezzling money that he and his foundation raised over the years. Navalny has rejected the allegations as politically motivated. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The state of California is making some changes to allow more students to attend one of their universities.
The California legislature unanimously approved overturning a recent court ruling that would have turned away about 2,600 incoming freshmen to the University of California, Berkeley. The state Supreme Court forced the school to cut its enrollment 2 weeks ago because it says the college failed to comply with a state law requiring it to consider how adding more students would affect the environment. The bill approved by lawmakers would give universities more time to comply with the law. It would also apply retroactively. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Lawmakers in red states, including Missouri, Texas, and Idaho, are pushing abortion and gender-affirming medical care bills that would restrict residents from seeking abortions beyond their state lines. A Missouri representative introduced legislation that would allow people to sue anyone suspected of helping a resident get an abortion in a different state. Republican Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman, who was behind the bill, told the Washington Post she's been talking to anyone who would listen about legal strategies for thwarting Missourians from seeking abortions in other states. An alleged member of the Patriot Boys militia group, charged with multiple crimes stemming from the January 6th Capitol attack, said he would plead guilty to one felony count of assaulting officers with a pole after prosecutors say they made an unintentional procedural error since initially charging him. Lucas Denny was arrested and detained and has remained in jail since December. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.